Radhe Jaya 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 Madhava Daiti Radhe Jaya 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 Madhava Daiti Gokula Charune Mandala Mohiti Gokula Charune Mandala Mohiti Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti Radhe Jaya 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 Madhava Daiti Damodara Rati Maradana Vesi Hari Niskuta Vrinda Vipinesi Damodara Rati Varadana Besi Hari Niskuta Vrinda Vipinesi Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti Vishabhanu Dadi Navasasi Leki Lalita Shakti Guna Ramita Vesaki Rishabhanu Dadi Navasasi Leki Lalita Shakti Guna Ramita Vesaki Rishabhanu Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti Karunam Karumaye Karuna Bariti Sanaka Sanatana Varina Chariti Karunam Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti Gokula Charune Mandala Mohiti Gokula Charune Mandala Mohiti Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti 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 No, thank you. It's the first time I've been allowed to come here. Because I think Radhanath has left us and we're allowed entry into Vashana Dham. But very, very, I don't know about everybody else, I suppose you must have done, but just approaching this place. I mean, my hairs were standing on end and everything, just coming up the road and seeing this beautiful place. Anyway, by the mercy of Radharani's devotees, we've been allowed to come in. So, Sri Radhisha. Radhanath Swami will now reveal the innermost truth of Srimad Radharani.
I really hadn't planned to say anything. I'm just here to smile and look stupid, you know. I feel very honored, like Jananivas was saying, that Radhanath Swami is the person who gives us entry here. Otherwise, I would have probably never come here, or I wouldn't come here any time in the recent time. It's very wonderful to be here, seeing all the devotees, seeing the residents of Varshana, seeing the color and the centuries-old worship given to Radharani, the beautiful paintings on the ceiling depicting the pastimes of the gopis. Of course, the writings of the Goswamis, particularly Rupa Goswami, highlights the fact that Radharani is the dearmost gopi. We're hearing that out of many places that Vaikuntha Dham is superior than Vaikuntha Dham, Skaloka, there. We see that there are many residents, but of them, Radharani is the most dear. And who will not worship Srimati Radharani, and especially her kun? So, Radharani is the most dear of all the devotees, and so we are here praying for her mercy, trying to make us fit candidates to be able to give further mercy to others. That's what we're trying to propitiate here, to get Sri Radharani's mercy, to get the mercy of the residents of Varshana, to get the mercy of Lord Brahma and all the Vaishnavas, and of course to get that mercy by the help of all those in our parampara. So I'm sorry I can't wax more eloquent than that, but I'll cap it at that. It's better to be short and simple than long and drawn out, so I'll turn the microphone over to Radhanath Swami.
Could everyone hear? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. We can make this higher. Today we are surely blessed with a special fortune. Janani Vas Prabhu, His Holiness Chandrasekhar Maharaj, they have come here for the first time. Barasana, as we can see, is a most enchanting land where Sri Radharani's mercy is profusely available to all fortunate souls who come here. In the conversation of Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai, from the most fundamental principles of spiritual life up to the ultimate realizations of the spiritual world were discussed. The culmination of that was the Hindi translation should be somewhere else. Can it be somewhere else? Because it's very loud. Lord Chaitanya revealed through Srila Ramananda Rai that the ultimate perfection of life is to love Krishna. And the essence of love of Krishna is bhava. The essence of bhava is mahabhava. And Srimati Radharani is the very personification of that mahabhava. In fact, Sri Radharani, who is none different than Krishna, is the supreme complete whole of all love and devotion. And whatever bhakti any living entity has in all spiritual and material worlds, it is part and parcel of the supreme, all-encompassing love of Srimati Radharani. Even Lord Krishna himself had to admit that he cannot understand the love of Srimati Radharani. Although he is the supreme controller of all controllers, although he knows everything, past, present, and future, he knows all living beings, there's one thing that he's just not able to understand. What is it that Sri Radharani feels when she tastes the sweetness of his love? What is the nature of her love? Therefore, Lord Krishna came to the conclusion, in order to realize this, I have to personally assume the sentiments of Srimati Radharani. And thus he appeared in this world as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only to realize Srimati Radharani's love, but to distribute the nature of that love to everyone, to anyone who would simply accept it through the chanting of the holy names. It is explained in the Padma Purana that Lord Brahma approached Lord Krishna with a very, very humble desire to serve him in his earthly pastimes. But he wanted to take a very, very insignificant, humble position in his service. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us that the ultimate treasure that can be achieved is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis, Sri Krishna. Lord Brahma was willing to give up all the wealth of Brahma Loka, the great prestige of being the father and creator of the universe, to become the humble servant of the devotees. So the Lord granted his desire and told him that you can become a mountain with four peaks as your foreheads, and myself and my beloved pleasure potency Srimati Radharani and all of our devotees will constantly be trampling upon your head with our feet. Lord Brahma considered this ultimate benediction. What a wonderful example this is for all of us to follow. We're trying to get a better house, better car, better job, better position in society, become a better family man or woman. We want to enjoy comforts, thinking that this will make us happy. What does that mean? Really, we're all trying to be like Lord Brahma's, because he has all those things in its highest possible status within material existence. We want to be famous. We want to be gurus. Brahma's guru of the universe. He's so famous. However, he gave it all up. For what? To have the dust of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and the devotees on his head. Forever. So here Lord Brahma is teaching us what is actually of value. As it was explained yesterday, one speck of dust of Brajbhumi is billions of times more valuable than all the jewels of the heavenly planets and even Vaikuntha. Why is the dust of Brajabhumi so sweet, so purifying, and so valuable? Because it is trampled upon by Sri Krishna, by Sri Radharani, and by all the devotees. This dust of Brajdham is the dust that has been at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur. It is the dust of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, of all the great acharyas who perform their worship here. There is nothing more precious than this. Because the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees of the Lord can save us forever from the sufferings of birth and death. And no material arrangement can do that. Avrama bhuvana loka punar avatanorjana mamupetyatu kondaya punar janmana vidyate. Even Brahma Loka is a place of misery. Because ultimately, you have to die. And then where you will go
We do not know. But in the dust of the feet of Krishna and his Vaishnavas, there is eternal life. There is eternal joy. So thus, Brahma, he became the hill that you are all trampling your feet on today. And he is feeling such immense pleasure having all of you dancing on his head. Hare Krishna. When we first came up these steps, at the first gate, there is a murti of Lord Brahmaji, who is welcoming all of the devotees of Sri Radharani to her abode. It is explained in our shastras that Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, they were living here in Barasana, and Ananda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they were living in Nandagaon. But neither of them were having children. So they decided to make their residence closer to the Jamuna, thinking that it would be an auspicious place to have children. Why did they want to have children? Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his eternal pleasure potency, they wanted to appear through them. Therefore, he influenced their hearts due to the purity of their love to have this great longing to have children. In Gokul Mahavan, Sri Krishna and Balaram appeared. And in Mukhya Ravali, Srimati Radharani appeared. After some years, because so many asuras were attacking Gokul, Nanda Maharaj, Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Nandan, they all decided that we should move to Vrindavan Forest. Eventually they came here, back to their capital of Nandagaon and Barasana. Here, unlimited pastimes are eternally taking place. It is here in Vrishabhanupur that Sri Radharani lives forever and bestows her compassionate mercy forever. What is the nature of her compassion? There is a place not far from Sri Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. It is called Shivakari. There is a wonderful story that took place there, exhibiting the nature of the compassion, the supreme compassion of Sri Radharani and her devotees. One time, some little children, Brijbasis, they were harassing a low-born, insignificant jackal. Now, according to authorities, of all animals, jackal is really low class. By caste amongst the lower species, they are untouchables. They're just considered dirty, filthy scavengers, no integrity, no dignity. In fact, one of the inauspicious signs that's continuously repeated within the Holy Scriptures is when there's jackals howling. Very inauspicious. So it's inauspicious to see jackals, but to speak of when they howl
And they don't howl nice. Have you ever seen or heard? I have heard. Some animals, like the cuckoo, sings very sweet. The peacock calls so graciously. It's so pleasing to hear. And even the lion roaring or the tiger roaring, it's actually very reverential. It brings about, it may bring fear, but and also reverence. But jackals, they just shriek. It's an intolerable sound. There's no majestic royalty. There's no melody. There's no sweetness. It's simply abominable sound vibration. Even the animals cannot tolerate it. So you may have seen in Vrindavan how the Vrijavasi children, they're very fearless. Just yesterday we saw there was probably 75 gigantic size monkeys. And they were just attacking a certain place. And if our devotees were in that situation, we would all be running and holding our glasses and holding in what to do. I remember long ago, back in early 70s, I saw this big European man. He was some sort of a athlete. He was twice my size. And he was walking with a bag of groceries. And he got surrounded by monkeys. He was trembling in fear. And the monkeys were growling and snarling at him. And he was shaking like a leaf, trembling in fear. And the monkeys were growling and snarling at him, and he was shaking like a leaf. He didn't know what to do or how to do it. They ambushed him. So some of the monkeys just went right up to him and took his entire bag of groceries out right out of his hands and went away. And he just stood there trembling in fear, praying for his life. Didn't even try to stop them. A few minutes later, they were all eating it. And that person, he just ran away as fast as he could. I saw one little boy. He was all alone, probably 5 years old. He just came with a stone in his hand and just ran up to the monkeys. And all the monkeys ran in fear of their lives. Disappeared. The stone was only about this big. A pebble. But the boy was fearless. Haribol. So these Vrijavasis, yesterday we saw about 75 monkeys and one little boy came running saying, ah! And they all ran away. So they like to harass monkeys here. And monkey, it's reciprocal. So these little Vrijavasis boy were harassing this jackal. Because monkeys are like Brahmins compared to jackals. And the jackal was running for its life, and they were chasing after him, throwing rocks, and he was screaming, howling, ah! And they were throwing rocks and laughing and laughing, and he was not laughing, he was crying, he was weeping, he was running, running. They kept throwing, throwing and laughing, and he was running. He dove into a hole in the ground. So the little boys set a fire all around the hole to burn him out. The heat was intolerable. This jackal was screaming for his life as he was being burnt to death. Srimati Radharani happened to be walking with her sakis in that area. And she told Lalita Sakhi that this is my land of Brajbhumi. No one should be crying and suffering here. Go find out who it is and help them. So Lalita Sakhi She came running to that place. And the boys were all gathered around the burning hole, laughing and laughing. And Lalita Sakhi said, "All of you go home." So they all happily went home. Then she put out the fire. And she brought the jackal out. The jackal was trembling in fear. Lalita Gopi brought that insignificant, filthy jackal to Srimati Radharani. And the jackal bowed his head at her lotus feet. And she blessed the jackal. How did she bless the jackal? She gave him the body of a gopi in the spiritual world to be her eternal associate. Because that jackal sincerely cried out for her mercy with all humility and helplessness and took shelter of her. So whoever we are, if we actually take shelter, we will get the ultimate destination of life. The hole that that jackal was in represents this material existence. The jackal represents the living entity who's fallen into the abominable condition of envy for the Lord. The fire around the hole represents samsara dhavana ladita loka, the burning, scorching pangs of material existence. The screaming out of the jackal represents the loud, sincere, helpless calling out of the holy name. The jackal chanted much louder than that. Very helplessly, please. Even one time, if we can call out the holy name in a state of utter helpless, humble devotion, Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna, who are none different than their names, they will certainly respond and award us the ultimate treasure of pure bhakti. That insignificant jackal, he was crying out the holy name. And Lalita Sakhi, she represents the spiritual masters who come, and by their mercy, by their grace, they come on behalf of Srimati Radharani to rescue the fallen souls in the hole of material existence being burnt by the fire of material sufferings. And by the mercy of Guru and the great Vaishnavas, they bring us to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada explained to us that in Braj Dham, the residents are more concerned with Sri Radharani than Krishna. Why is that? Because one can only approach Krishna through devotion. When Srimati Radharani sees a devotee sincerely trying to serve her servants, she takes pity on that devotee, just like she took pity on that jackal. And Srila Prabhupada explained, when Sri Radhika Rani approaches Krishna, she speaks through her heart and says, "Dear Shyam Sundar, please accept this devotee. He or she is better than me." Krishna cannot refuse. He is eternally conquered in a subordinate position by the love of Sri Radharani. Therefore, we chant Hare Krishna. The Maha Mantra Hare, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promoted with his heart and soul. Hari is name of Sri Radharani, which means that she, by the power of her affection, she conquers the heart of Krishna. The ultimate Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnav line is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Radharani. In fact, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who is our Prayojana Acharya, he prayed that unless Radharani is pleased upon me, unless I can be the servant of her servants, I see Vrindavan as an ordinary place. I see Govardhan Hill like a big serpent coming to devour me. And I do not even care to think about Krishna. This was his separation in the sweet mood to serve the ultimate object of all service, Srimati Radharani. One time at Radhakund, there was a very famous and great man who was doing the parikrama and doing so many forms of elaborate worship of Radhakund with very much humility and sincerity. So one devotee approached Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said that this man is a very, very great devotee. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "Yes, he is a very great devotee, but we do not share that type of devotion." "Can you explain?" He said, "His idea is he wants to serve Krishna. But that is not the line of Rupa Goswami. We want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Radharani, because there is no way of giving greater pleasure to Krishna than that." Barsana is Srimati Radharani's supreme eternal abode. There are unlimited pastimes that are ever taking place here. I would like to share one with your permission. Is there time? Jananivas Prabhu, your permission, blessings.
Do you want to stay here forever?
Jananivas Prabhu, he doesn't have to say anything. The quality of his devotional service speaks louder than hundreds of trillions of lectures that an ordinary being like myself may try to give. Jananivas Prabhu, in the very early 70s, was appointed directly and personally by Srila Prabhupada to be the pujari for Sri Sri Radharani and Madhava in Sri Navadvip Dham, the international headquarters of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Try to understand that one of the qualities of a real devotee is steadiness, faithfulness, loyalty, gratitude. But these qualities can only be understood through the test of time. There are many devotees who come like a Diwali firecracker. They make big explosion and they light up the universe, and then all that's left is some paper on the ground. It has to be swept away. But a real devotee, we understand their real substance in time. For 30 years, Janani Vas Prabhu has not even stepped one inch away from that service, that specific particular service that Srila Prabhupada gave him. And I don't think anyone in the 14 worlds have any doubts that in his life he'll be anything but what Prabhupada wants him to be. His humility, his complete absorption in pleasing the deities of Sri Mayapur Dham is very much a part of the very foundation that holds up our society. Dai Ram Prabhu, would you agree with me?
200%.
Dai Ram Prabhu was for many years president of Sri Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir, and he claims that what we speak is 200% correct. He wants me to speak about Sri Radharani. But I cannot speak so much about Radharani, because Radharani is Radharani. But if I appreciate you, then I'm sure Radharani will be very pleased. This is important. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told us, do not try to see Krishna. You cannot approach Krishna directly. Mad bhakta puja pyadika. But if we honor and respect and glorify Radharani's devotees, then she will experience very, very great happiness. That is our hope and that is our prayer. So should I continue? You blessed me, so I am trying to... Janani Vas Prabhu. What to speak of seeing him? His beautiful smile, his benevolent glance reveals the innermost treasures of the essence of the Holy Scriptures. Real simplicity, real devotion. In Mayapur, in those early days, in the early 70s, there was no buildings. When he came there, there was only a straw shack where Radharani was being worshipped. And regularly, during the monsoon seasons, there would be cobras just floating right in for darshan. There was not proper food. It was poverty. It was so many diseases. Now we go to Mayapur and there's fountains and there's guest houses and there's beautiful lighting everywhere and elephants dancing around. But in those days it was very, very severely austere. There were dacoits. At one time dacoits came and shot devotees with guns. They would regularly attack. Nobody knew if they would live or die from one day to the next. Isolated, police didn't help. He had so many places he could have gone, so many things he could have done for Krishna. But he remained faithful to Srila Prabhupada's instruction. He took it as his life and soul. That was Srila Prabhupada's explanation of his own success, that he had taken the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul. Srimati Radharani is the original spiritual master. All spiritual masters are the servants of her representatives. And her power can flow through anyone who makes the order of the spiritual master the life and soul. So please, do not be baffled or bewildered by all sorts of ornamented, pompous show of so-called great devotees. We should be looking for the essence, real humility, real simplicity, renunciation, real loyalty to the lotus feet of Guru. Janani Vas Prabhu really embodies that principle. So we are very grateful to be with him today. Should I continue or change the subjects? He still wants me to talk about Radharani. One time, King Vrishabhanu gathered together his ministers and told them, where is that cloth? Vrishabhanu Maharaj wanted to invite Nanda Maharaj to Barsana Dham for the purpose of having a wonderful, wonderful festival. He told his ministers that he desired for Srimati Radharani, who is the very embodiment of artistic qualities in regard to cooking, to make her very, very best preparations for the pleasure of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Krishna, and Balaram and their family members. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj called for Sucharita, who was the daughter of one of the nursemaids of Sri Radharani, and told her to go to Srimati Radharani and the other gopi friends and ask them if they will take the role of cooking for this festival. So Sucharita went to Radharani's room, and she was there playing with her friends, and said that Vrishabhanu Maharaj wants to have this wonderful, wonderful festival, and he wants you to cook. Lalita Sakhi asked, why all of a sudden we're being invited to this festival? Sucharita replied, actually, this should not be a surprise. Some time back, Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braja, He performed such a festival. He invited all the Brijabasis to that festival, decorated Nandagaon. It was the festival of Krishna's birthday. Everyone came. There was such incredibly nice prasadam. Nanda Maharaj totally satisfied everyone's hearts on the birthday of his son, Sri Krishna. Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he has a very great desire to have such a festival in Barsana. In fact, this desire was riding in the chariot of his mind for a long time. Only today it is manifesting. He desires that you prepare prasad. This will be the perfection of your life. So Srimati Radharani, she went to the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and there, when she met her father, she offered her humble obeisances to him. With tears of affection in his eyes, he patted her on the head, and as is the tradition in Vrindavan, he smelled her head. Then he met the Sakis, who all offered their obeisances, and he asked, "Are you happy?" And they were very, very blissful. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he told Sri Radharani and friends that tomorrow we want to invite Nanda Maharaj and his family here to Barsana. And in our palace, we want to have a festival which is the embodiment of all festivals. The perfection of your life will be to serve such delicious preparations of food for their pleasure. So Radharani accepted the order of her father as her very life and soul. They went to the kitchen. Vrishabhanu Maharaj showed them that for many, many days I have been collecting ingredients for this festival. There are unlimited varieties of ingredients. And if there's anything else you want, you tell me and I will immediately get it for you. Then they went, Srimati Radharani approached her mother, Kirtida, and offered her humble obeisances to receive her blessings. Meanwhile, in Nandagaon, Yashoda Mai, she was waiting for Krishna to return from the pasture grounds. When he returned, she delivered the good news to him. She said, "Dear Nandulal, we have been invited by the Honorable King Vrishabhanu, who is opulent with many, many cows and bulls, to come to Barsana, to his palace, for a festival tomorrow. So tomorrow you should not go to the cowherd pastures. You should let your friends do that work, and you come with me and Nanda Maharaj and Balaram to Barsana Gram." Krishna, he said, "Mataji, I can't go without my friends. How can I enjoy taking prasad without my friends?" So Yashoda Mai, not wanting to disturb him, she said, "Then that's all right. If this disappoints you too much, then you stay home with your friends and we will go." When she said that, Krishna, his mind became completely fixed on Srimati Radharani, on her name, on her qualities, on her pastimes, and ultimately on her love. And then he was contemplating what kind of preparations she's going to make tomorrow. And he completely forgot all about herding cows the next day in Nandagram. He said, "Mata, I will go." the day of the Mahotsav, Rishabhanu was beaming in ecstasy to render this service. They were all waiting for the arrival of their special guests. The entire barsana was lavishly decorated. There were arches, festoons, garlands everywhere, auspicious water pots. No other time was barsana decorated so beautifully as a reception for the king of Braja. So Nanda Maharaj was approaching. In front of the procession was Nandulal playing with Balaram and his friends. Vrishabhanu Maharaj, when he saw them approaching the hill of Barsana, he literally was so excited. He literally ran fast as the wind and embraced little Krishna. Then he embraced Balaram. Behind them was Yashodamayi, Kirtida, and all of the gopis of Barsana. They began to honor and worship Yashodamayi, the queen of Braja. And ultimately, they offered all special gifts, clothes, ornaments, and best of everything to Nanda Maharaj. They brought Krishna and his family to this place, the palace of King Vrishabhanu. Gave them their own rooms, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj had the residents of Barsana bathe, massage, put fragrant oils, and dress Krishna and his entire family. Then Yashodamayi, she wanted to check out what was taking place. So she entered into the kitchen. There, Sri Radhika offered her humble obeisances to Yashodamayi. And Yashodamayi, she, with her heart overflowing with affection, she began to embrace Srimati Radharani. Yashodamayi was in ecstasy. She asked Radharani, "Can you show me the preparations that you have made?" But she was too shy to show her. This is the quality of bhakti. Materialistic people, anything they do nicely, they want the whole world to see. See what I have done. But a real devotee in the service of Krishna may be doing very, very great things. But the greater a devotee does anything, actually, he doesn't become proud. He becomes shy. He becomes humbled. Because he or she understands, I'm not the doer. Krishna is the intelligent of the intelligent. He's the ability in man. He's the strength of the strong. He's everything. A devotee considers him or herself totally insignificant. And if I can do something great, how humble that makes me, that by causeless, inconceivable mercy, the Lord is doing something great through me. This is the quality. So Radharani was ashamed to show her preparations to Yashoda. But Yashoda investigated and took a tour of the whole kitchen, and when she saw what Srimati Radharani had prepared, she was practically weeping in ecstasy. She said, "The jewel of the ornament of praise amongst those in the female class is to be an expert cook. And every preparation that you have made is ambrosial nectar." she turned to Rohini, and Yashoda Mai said to Rohini Devi that Srimati Radharani is simply putting me in ecstasy. Rohini Devi, she said, what you are saying is true. Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, Brajendra Nandana, he is an unlimited ocean of good qualities. And Srimati Radhika is the very personification of sweetness. When these two jewels are together, it becomes, these two jewels of Radha and Krishna are the centerpiece of the necklace that decorates the goddess of Vrindavan. When she spoke those words, all the sakis and young gopi friends of Radharani, they began to cry in ecstasy, thinking that Rohini Devi has spoken exactly what is in the core of our hearts. When Radharani heard this, she became very ashamed. She lowered her head in shyness. Yashoda Mai, she said to Kirtida, the mother of Srimati Radharani, why are you having Radharani doing this cooking? She's working so hard. Her body is delicate like a flower. And you have put such a heavy burden of all these preparations on her. The kitchen is so hot with so many fires preparing the food that don't you think that the tender, lotus-like, flower-like limbs of Radharani will not wilt in this heat? Why are you putting such a burden on her? Kirtida, Mataji said to Mother Yashoda, that, dear Yashoda, please hear from me. It is Vrishabhanu Maharaj's desire that Nanda Maharaj and his family be completely satisfied. And there is no greater way to satisfy than serving the preparations made by Srimati Radharani. Because what my daughter cooks, every preparation is sweet as nectar to taste. It is the most beautiful sight in all of creation to the eyes, and the fragrance drives one mad. Vrishabhanu Maharaj requested Srimati Radharani that it will be the perfection of your life. Will you please cook? And Srimati Radharani, with great enthusiasm and happiness, said, yes, I want to cook for Nanda Maharaj. Then Kirtida, she told Rohini that you should be in charge of the serving. I'm sorry, Yashoda Mai said to Rohini, you should be in charge of the serving. And Kirtida Mataji said, no, please let my daughter Srimati Radharani serve. That is her inner heart's aspiration. So then Nanda Maharaj came into the prasadam hall. Jai Ho Maharaji, Dandavat. Harivo. Paramadvaiti Maharaj ki jai. Do you remember the time we went to Brindakunj and we had wonderful kirtan with His Holiness Paramadvaiti Maharaj? Let us offer our appreciation to him by loudly chanting Harivo. Harivo, he is my dear godbrother. Hare Krishna. Nanda Maharaj sat down, and Balaram was on his left side. I'm sorry, Balaram was on his right side, and Lord Krishna was on his left side. And next to Krishna was Madhu Mangal, also known by the name of Batu. And next to Marumangal was Subal. So Srimati Radharani, she began to serve the food to Nanda Maharaj. But she had one of her friends called Shyamasaki serving to Krishna Balaram and his friends, because she was very shy. So Yashoda Mai, she said, Srimati Radharani, Shyamasaki needs your help. I order you, you must serve Krishna Balaram and his friends. Her hands were trembling, and she served the prasad. As she was serving, everyone was eating to their heart's content. In fact, Madhu Mangal, who is very famous as being expert in enjoying prasad, he cried out, he literally cried out. He said, my life is completely sanctified by eating this food. I have never, ever, ever eaten food like this. It is the very essence of nectar. In fact, after tasting the food of Srimati Radharani, who is none other than Mahalakshmi herself, I will never, ever be able to eat any food cooked by anyone else. Krishna said, Madhu Mangal, stop talking with your mouth and eat with your mouth. Madhu Mangal said, you want me to be like a dumb man? I'm not a dumb man. If I had 100 mouths, I could never be able to extol the glories of this food that is prepared by Sri Radharani. Srimati Radharani was so embarrassed by this praise that she went into the kitchen and sent her friends to continue the serving. Seeing this, Yashoda Mai, she went into the kitchen and ordered Sri Radhika that you should serve Krishna and Balaram and Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. That is my desire. Sri Radha offered her obeisances to Yashoda and surrendered to her order. He went back and started to serve the prasad once again. Brajaraj Nanda Maharaj was completely satisfied. So satisfied with this prasad that he was laughing, he was joking, and he was giving ultimate praise to the qualities of Srimati Radharani and her power to cook. And Lord Balaramji, he was practically dancing in ecstasy. He was so happy to eat this food. And Lord Krishna, with every bite, he was tasting the pure, unmotivated love of Srimati Radharani's heart. Nanda Maharaj, after the prasad was fully served, he began to give tambula and garlands and all other precious gifts to Nanda Maharaj and his guests. And Srimati Radharani was giving unlimited sweets to Yashoda and her gopi friends. Yashoda Mai, she became very serious. She said, what Madhu Mangal spoke is correct. She said, in all of creation, no one can prepare such delicious prasad as Srimati Radharani. What Madhu Mangal said is correct, that after tasting the food cooked by Sri Radha, that no one can ever have an attraction for eating from anyone else's hands. She turned to Srimati Radharani and said, dear Vrishabhanu Nandini, it is my prayer and my desire that only you cook all meals for Krishna. that you come to my home every single day and you cook for Krishna. Then he will be fully satisfied and in perfect health. I will request this of your parents. When Kirtita Mataji heard this request, she became full of joy. She said, Yashoda Mai, your praise and appreciation for my little Srimati Radharani is your affection and love for her is the ornament of her life. Therefore, I declare that every single day, just at the time when the sun rises, Srimati Radharani will leave this place in Barsana and go to Nandagaon to cook for Krishna and Balaram. When Srimati Radharani heard this, she became filled with joy, as did all the residents of Vrindavan. In a few days we will be going to Nandagaon. There is Pavan Sarovar. There, each and every day, Sri Radharani and her associates, they prepare prasad for Krishna and his friends. There is a story that one time Durvasa Muni came here to the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. He's a very, very austere and sometimes angry sadhu. So the simple gopis, they ran away in fear. But Sri Radharani served him with very, very sweet devotion. So he gave her a benediction that whatever you cook will be more sweet than nectar. And anyone who eats what you cook, they will never fall sick and they will never die. So everyone in Vrindavan, they have only one desire, the pleasure of Krishna. As Srimati Radharani cooks for Krishna, every bite he takes increases his desire to have more. And as his desires increase, Srimati Radharani's desire to serve him and please him increases more and more and more, unlimitedly, for all eternity. That is the supreme manifestation of bhakti in the spiritual world. This story is very special in so many ways. Let us contemplate for a moment. Srimati Radharani is the source of all the goddesses of fortune in Vaikuntha. Her expansion of an expansion and expansion within this material existence is Durga. Parvati, she's in charge of the entire material existence, and everything is under her powers. You have seen in Calcutta the deity of Kalimata. Or perhaps you have seen photographs or paintings of Kalimata. She's very ferocious. She has her tongue out. She has hatchets and daggers and swords. And there's demons laying bloody under her feet. Hare Krishna. Kalimata ki jai. That Kalimata is just an expansion, expansion, expansion within material energy of Srimati Radharani. But in her original form, the highest platform of Vrindavan, she's so shy that when she hears herself praised, she hides in the kitchen. And Yashoda Mai comes in and says, please don't be afraid, go out and serve. And she says, no, 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 I'm afraid. And Yashoda Mai says, it is my order, you serve. And Radharani bows and touches her feet and says, I will obey you. This is the ultimate qualities of spirituality. This is the quality of Vrindavan. All of the great majestic opulence of Vaikuntha cannot even be compared to a drop in the ocean of the spiritual qualities of Vrindavan, where everyone is very simple, everyone is very humble. No one wants any credit. Everyone simply wants to be enjoyed by Krishna to his heart's content. And Krishna enjoys in Vrindavan the spontaneous, natural love, the humble qualities of his devotees. Here in Barsana Dham, with folded palms and our heads bowed low, we should pray at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga, at the lotus feet of all of the assembled Vaishnavas, and ultimately that we can acquire these sincere, humble, genuine qualities that will attract the mercy of Srimati Radharani upon us. That we can dedicate our lives wholesale as the servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Radharani. Let us pray that we value nothing of this world, be it wealth, property, power, knowledge, fame. We put all value in life in the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and her servants. And we seek that dust through humble service, through sincere and dedicated chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Radharani has come to this world as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give us all entrance into Goloka Vrindavan. His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, has given us in full, perfect and complete, the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. With grateful hearts, let us fall at his lotus feet and those of his servants and loudly chant the holy names. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Following in the footsteps of that jackal, let us chant. Kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo aptakamshana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari
Krishna Bhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Thapta Kanshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishna Bhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Thapta Kanshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishna Bhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gaur Hari Bol. Krishna Hare Hare Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Nishai Gaur Hari Bol Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gaur Hari Bol. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Hari Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hari Bol. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Daur Hari Bol. Bolo barsane wali ki jai, jai, jai. Bolo barsane wali ki jai, jai, jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Jai Radhe. Bolo barsane wali ki jai, jai, jai. Bolo barsane wali ki jai, jai, jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Bolo barsane wali ki jai, jai, 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 jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki 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 jai. Bolo barsane wali ki jai, jai, jai. Bolo barsane wali ki jai, jai, jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Gaura Haribol. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Haribol.
Nitai Gaura Haribol, Haribol. Hadibo, Hadibo. Nitai go Hadibo, 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 Hadibo. Nitai go Hadibo, 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 Hadibo. Gaur Premanandi, Jai Jai Sri Hare. Much louder, please. Jai Jai Sri Hare. Much louder, please. Jai Jai Sri Ram. Much louder, please. Jai Jai Sri.
Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Ruko Swami Prandana Hai, Ruko Swami Prandana Hai, Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radhe. Sanatana Prandana Hai. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radhe. Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe. Jai Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe. Jai Goswami Prandana Hai. Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe. Jai Radha Giridhari Radha Giridhari Radhe. Jai Radha Giridhari Radha Giridhari Radhe. Raghunath Prandana Hai. Das Goswami Prandana Hai. Radha Giridhari Radha Giridhari Radhe. Jai Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Radhe. Shyam Ananda Prandana Hai. Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Radhe. Jai Radha Ramana Radha Ramana Radhe. Gopapate Prandana Hai. Radha Ramana Radha Ramana Radhe. Jaya Radha Ramana Radha Ramana Radhe. Je Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Je Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Madhu Pandit Prandana He. Madhu Pandit Prandana He. Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Je Radha Gokulananda Radha Gokulananda Radhe. Jaya Radha Gokulananda Radha Gokulananda Radhe. Vishwanatha Prandana He. Vishwanatha Prandana He. Radha Gokulananda Radha Gokulananda Radhe. Jaya Radha Gokulananda Radha Gokulananda Radhe. Je Radha Brindavan Chandra Radha Brindavan Chandra Radhe. Je Radha Brindavan Chandra Radha Brindavan Chandra Radhe. Krishna Dasa Prandana He. Krishna Dasa Prandana He. Radha Brindavan Chandra Radha Brindavan Chandra Radhe. Jaya Radha Brindavan Chandra Radha Brindavan Chandra Radhe. Je Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Je Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Rupa Swami Prandana He. Rupa Swami Prandana He. Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Je Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Je Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. सनातन प्राण धन है सनातन प्राण धन है राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे Jayo Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radhe. Jayo Radha Damodara, Radha Damodara, Radhe. Jayo Radha Damodara, Radha Damodara, Radhe.
जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे जय प्रभु पदा जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे माधु पांडे प्राण दाना है माधु पांडे प्राण दाना है जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा गिरिधारी राधा गिरिधारी राधे राधा गिरिधारी राधा गिरिधारी राधे Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nithai go Hari go Hari go. Hadibo, Hadibo. Gaura Hariva. Hariva. Hariva.
Vansha Kalpata Dubyascha. Kripa Sindubya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya.